American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The acting director of the Secret Service says the golf course where a man tried to kill President Trump over the weekend was not properly swept in advance because they were not told he would be there. This is raising lots of questions about how much protection Trump is receiving. Former Secret Service agent Charles Marino says something is very wrong.
This comes down to a question of, is the Secret Service providing enough resources to match the overall threat level, or are they stuck in providing resources and operational security planning based on title, the title of former president? If it's the latter, then we're going to keep having these types of situations because the threat level against the former president is just off the chart.
The suspect in the attempted assassination is facing federal gun crimes, but it's not going to end there because Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state will investigate how the gunman got so close to the former president.
Clearly, there were multiple violations of Florida law. We also, I think, have an interest in vindicating the truth about where this guy came from, what his motivations were. The people of our state deserve that.
If Donald Trump wins Michigan, he has a 95% chance of winning the 2024 election, according to numbers guru Nate Silver. This explains the Trump campaign practically camping out in the Great Lakes state. It was Grand Rapids where the former president held his first rally after being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, and welcoming Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. It was Howell, where Trump gave a message on law and order alongside several Michigan sheriffs. And today, it will be Flint, where Trump holds his first town hall since Sunday's discovery of a second would-be assassin. A retired auto worker who spent 36 combined years on the line for both Ford and Chrysler, now Stellantis, started a pro-Trump group of colleagues and retirees in 2017. Founder Brian Pannebecker says thousands of current and former auto workers are poised to break from Democrats over green policies and job-killing regulations.
Word got out around my plant. It quickly doubled and then tripled in size. Other workers at other auto plants started seeing it and requesting to join. And all of a sudden, I had hundreds of members.
Kelvin King of Let's Win for America says the union may support Democrats, but many members think otherwise.
I think what matters most is every individual's purse, pocketbook, and wallet. Right now, our economy is hurting a lot of people. And these auto workers, they understand that without a strong economy, they're not going to sell any vehicles. And they also understand that Kamala Harris's cap on auto vehicles and groceries and that sort of thing is not going to spur growth in their industry. It's actually going to cause lack and shortages.
A conservative activist is convinced that the recent debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris was rigged in the Democrats' favor.
Robert Knight is a columnist for the Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, Give Trump a Rest and He'll Be Back. In it, he says even the most sympathetic commentators agree that former President Donald Trump was off his game in his recent debate with Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
President Trump looked very tired. He looked worn down. And who can blame him? After everything he's been through, more than any other ex-president or president in our history, short of actual assassination.
And Knight says as far as the debate itself,
the debate itself was a rigged event. You could see that the questions were biased and the fact-checking was done only on Mr. Trump, not on Ms. Harris. And the fact-checking included some lies, in addition to Kamala Harris's own lies. But now we understand that it may have been rigged behind the scenes. She may have gotten questions ahead of time, and they may have agreed only to fact-check Trump and not her. If so, that would be a scandal of immense magnitude.
But he admits you have to have proof.
You need to publicize a sworn affidavit to that effect. That's what we've been promised, that somebody at ABC is leaking this information and putting it in a sworn affidavit. But until that affidavit is actually filed in court, it's just a supposition. But you don't even need this. You could see it before your very eyes how biased the whole thing was.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.